Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
History-making weekend.
I'm Vicki Barker at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, about to reopen 5 years after the devastating fire. Some 250 firms and artisanal groups have worked to replicate as closely as possible the materials and skills used by the original medieval craftsmen here. The rebuilt golden rooster atop Notre Dame's iconic steeple has been reimagined as a phoenix, that mythical bird which is reborn in flames.
A ceremony will be held today. French President Macron welcoming special guests, including First Lady Jill Biden and President-elect Donald Trump. The cathedral officially opens to the public tomorrow. A multi-state manhunt is in day four. CBS's Bradley Blackburn with the latest on the search for the suspect who gunned down the head of a healthcare company.
New images overnight show a backpack found in Central Park that police believe may have been left there by the suspected gunman shortly after that brazen attack on United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The manhunt for the gunman now spreads across multiple states. Police say they have more than 200 images of a person of interest and traced his movements after the shooting to a bus terminal, where they think he left the city.
In Syria, opposition forces have taken control of key cities and are advancing towards Damascus. CBS's Sam Vinograd with the latest.
This particular opposition group, Hayat Tahrir al-Shams, is a designated foreign terrorist organization. It is an offshoot of an al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria and poses a threat to U.S. interests. However, this opposition group and the United States do ultimately share one goal, which is for Bashar al-Assad to leave power.
The jury now has one last charge to consider against Daniel Penny, the Marine vet accused of choking subway passenger Jordan Neely. The judge in the case dismissed the top charge of manslaughter after the jury was deadlocked. Reporter Alice Gaynor was in the courtroom.
I did not see any visible reaction from the jury when the judge told them he was dismissing the top charge. I looked over and Jordan Neely's father had his head down for a few minutes.
Instead, they'll consider a charge of criminally negligent homicide, which carries a lighter punishment. The trial reconvenes on Monday. An appeals court upheld a new federal law that threatens to shut down TikTok next month. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
TikTok challenged, arguing the ban violates the First Amendment, hurts American users and businesses that need the platform. But the appeals court ruled the national security concerns justify the law.
And TikTok is expected to appeal the ruling. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More than 500,000 Wisconsinites are unpaid family caregivers. They're the backbone of our long-term care system. And AARP says the state could be doing more to support them. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Family caregivers often go without vital support, even as they provide an estimated 538 million hours of care to loved ones each year, according to AARP data. The holidays can bring added stress to their already full plates, but Martin Hernandez with AARP Wisconsin says times like these are when important discussions should happen.
This is an opportunity to come together with family and friends and have those open and frank conversations that people should be having about caregiving, both in the situation they might be currently, but then also planning for the future.
It's estimated caregivers spend on average about $7,000 a year on related out-of-pocket expenses. He says AARP Wisconsin will ask state legislators to once again consider a tax credit for family caregivers of up to $500 in the next session. A bill in Congress for a larger federal tax credit for caregivers has sat in a U.S. House subcommittee for almost a year. Expanding the state's family medical leave law to include up to 14 weeks of paid leave is also needed, Hernandez says. Proponents also hope the state will prioritize the needs of caregivers and the state's aging population as they develop the next state budget, which could include adopting the Medicaid expansion. Wisconsin is one of 10 states that has not yet expanded its Medicaid program, which would extend eligibility to about 91,000 more residents. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy and windy today, a high near 42. Tonight, mostly cloudy, still breezy with a low of 34. Mostly sunny and 47 for Sunday. Monday, high near 49. Tuesday, mid-30s. Wednesday, chance of flurries, 27.
It's 24 right now.
Dom Selvia.
Jess P.S., Dom's producer here. Next time, catch Dom and Jess back in the studio to chop up the news with our favorite FDR Democrat or socialist. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Your new choice. Real news, great conversation. 540 WAUK.
December 7th, 2024. If it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in our beloved Banting Park neighborhood. I've got the mighty Max Martinson on the board there down in Radio City. Max, how are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. It was a long night, but we're here bright and early this morning. Sun's just starting to come up, so not much I can complain about.
I love it. I love it. So I have to move quickly here on today's agenda because we have our first guest on hold, and he's a very important city leader, so we don't want to keep him holding too long. But the Cookie Walk is today, and Christy Witt from the South Band Boosters will be calling in later on in this hour. That starts at 9 o'clock, goes till 1. It's homemade cookies benefiting the South Band, and Christy's going to tell us more about it. And again, that starts right after the show. So if you have the Civic Media app, you don't miss a minute of my show, and you get to the cookie walk in time. Second, we're acting locally, thinking globally, and we're going to be talking about a food drive to honor Brady Caproon, a Waukesha High School senior who died in a tragic accident last fall. And his great legacy of organizing food drives. We got sports and other great Waukesha news, including a big accolade for the Blackshirt players. City of Waukesha's Night of Lights was a big success last night. We'll be talking about that. And, of course, we've got the 62nd annual Christmas parade tomorrow. And the first person to talk about that is my successor in the city council, First District Alderman Mike Krizine. Mike, are you there? Okay, so can you hear Mike, Max? Because I can't. I'm going to get the app on so we can communicate here.
Hello, Mike here.
Ah, there he is. Mike, are you there?
Good morning. Got Mike Krizine here.
Alderman Mike Krizine, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm really excited to be on the show today. Anytime when you call, I get really excited because I know we're going to talk about something really neat, not only in our neighborhood, but south where my daughter's also a student.
That's right.
So, yeah, yes, and we got lots of stuff to talk about. And
we sure do.
We already started talking about the parade. That's downtown yes. Waukesha, and that's at 4 o'clock. And it's a nice route this year. Starts at the over by the Dreyfus Building, and it heads down through Main Street, and everything all be nice blocked off. So if you think you're going to get a good spot to catch some candy at 4, you're going to want to be there about 3:30. And if you can't make it in person, and I truly hope you can, it's also live on WTMJ4.
Terrific. So you know, that's where my mother usually I have the mayor, Sean Riley, coming in the day before the parade to promote what's going on. And unfortunately, he had some family obligations. So we're grateful that you could stand in his place, Mike.
Yeah.
And so this is your third year marching in the parade as alderman. Is that correct?
It is. I've been in the parade many years with my scout troop and my Cub Scout pack, and I'm still very active in there. And they'll be in the parade as well. But I'll be walking with my first time with River the Fox. River the Fox made his debut in the 4th of July parade, but he was so popular, he had his own spot. But this year, he's marching with the alders. I'm not sure if he's going to underhand softball pitch some candy, but either way, we will be.
Oh, good. River the Fox is the new city mascot. Do I have that correctly?
You are correct. I should have described that. Everyone knows who River is, but he is a fox. He made his debut this past summer, and he's real easy to see because he looks like a fox, not like a good-looking man like yourself, just an actual fox. You know, like a fox on
late and with
a nice white shirt on. You'll see
classic.
Him. You'll
recognize I can't wait to see him. So I'll be marching in the parade too, Mike. I'll be with La Casa de Esperanza, where my wife works, and Maria Wadena will be on later in the show to talk about their involvement in the parade. I think we're in the caboose there. We're not up near the front like you prestigious alders are. But we'll be able to watch everybody for sure.
What a great organization. So, my scout troop helps there with their fundraiser every single year, and what a great program. Nice. And behind the scenes thing, there is so much on any event. It is very well staffed with volunteers, and it's just great. And I'm real glad to be behind the scenes and see all the stuff that goes on to make successful things happen.
Yeah, we're going to do, when Maria calls, we're going to do a little year in review, too, like all the great programs they have, the Weatherization Center for Financial Stability, the Early Childhood Education Center, the Villages, and, of course, the Charter School, which is growing. So we're really looking forward to that conversation. But with you, Mike, what's new with the city, and how would you describe this year in terms of the city's growth and progress?
The city's growth and progress is really, we've done something new with our new city administrator, Tony Brown. He had several online and several in-person meet and greet for our strategic planning things, not only for the next couple years. Tony's plan was, let's get on board. Us alders, we don't know what the city wants entirely, let alone our neighborhoods, unless everybody participates. And this is an open forum to help us plan the strategic planning. That's right on the city website.
Great.
What the people
so we can still participate
that they find important. Yes. Yep. Rather than just saying, yeah, I would like this and I would like this. The people said, this is what we'd like. This is what we want our resources on. That's one of the big things. And obviously the Waukesha Water leaf pickup has been somewhat successful. There are some growing pains in it with the new way we're doing it this year. And next year they're taking a lot of things and making many, many improvements to help cut down on some of the complaints that we've had.
Okay.
There's all sorts of stuff. I can keep talking all day about the city of Waukesha.
I was going to say the strategic plan, I'm glad you said that there's opportunities for interactive engagement, because, you know, I've spoken to you on a couple occasions about the opportunity we have with Rempe Park or Rempe Farm, which is the new park space and, you know, 42 acres. I'd love to. I've done a lot of traveling with my daughter's traveling softball team, and I'm seeing areas kind of like Waukesha in Minnesota and in the Kansas City area and in Eastern Illinois Western Illinois, and these big softball complexes. They bring in people from around the region, sometimes from around the country. We're talking hundreds of hotel nights. We're talking thousands of seats in restaurants filled over usually a two, three day period. And also some opportunity for great rental fees for a lot of these public park spaces where these tournaments take place. And I hope I can get a chance to chat with Tony on that and share more, because the models are out there. And I think Waukesha, with that new real estate we have, I think there's some really great opportunities to not only increase the greatness of our parks program, which is already there. It's already great. Fantastic. But also in terms of with some of the revenue challenges, we've got an opportunity to merge a public space, you know, like public space like our park system, with opportunities to attract visitors and generate some taxable revenue year round. So
you brought up a great point. Not only Waukesha loves baseball, but it's very popular. Just look at the Dock Hounds, how successful their program is out there. And my son is in the Blazer program, not to mention anyone, but just there are so many club-level sports in Waukesha Park and Rec. I mean, all three of my kids went through that, and baseball is always popular, just like soccer. There's always an opportunity, whether you can just do the park and rec or willing to do the club level from February to, I think, December, those club levels. So City of Waukesha does love its softball and loves its hardball. And from, like I say, a simple park and rec level, volunteers for that all the way up to the, I'm just going to say the club level.
Yeah.
So the people like their baseball in City of Waukesha.
They sure do. And we also love our Christmas parade. What does marching in the Christmas parade mean to you? I mean, you've done it a number of years and in different capacities.
Well, at first I was always like nervous. All those people are looking at you, but kind of like you get to pick what side of the road you walk. You get to pick, we buy our own candy and you all want to throw it out enthusiastically, but you have to slide it to the youth. And not only just the youth, but the people young at heart also like their candy. So I started off nervous, but now it's just come so natural, and I love it. Being a teacher in two local municipalities is one of my jobs. You see so many people, also in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. You see so many people, I'm over here. And then you just kind of like, then you got to find that. But it's just the overall excitement of, they're more excited about River the Fox and the candy that we have, but that it's just the overall, the turnout. And every year, particularly like the weather's going to be great this year, but even when the weather is wind chill 0 or 5, people are bundled up and they're out there, 3, 4, 5 deep on the sidewalk. But also brings people to downtown Waukesha. There's so many awesome stores downtown, and they're all open, obviously, every Saturday, but also during the parade. So it just brings in some revenue for downtown, and also finds out places where they can just get some unique items. So hot chocolate, spending time with family and friends, and just walking in the parade. It's just something I look forward to every year.
You know, and I'll say when the parade was on that route that went through Wisconsin heading westbound, it was the year after the tragedy.
Yes.
And we were broadcasting right from the street. Yeah, we were able to connect with you and your fellow elders. What was really special, obviously, that parade in particular was very special. It was amazing, and each one has been. But the fact that every restaurant, there was not an open table anywhere after that parade, and it was a really great sign of support for the city and just carrying out the festivities that parade starts. So, First District Alderman Mike Krizine, I want to thank you for joining us this morning. I know you got a class to teach this morning at WCTC, and I look forward to seeing you at the parade tomorrow.
Right now, I will definitely be there. And mention the Downtown Business Alliance has bingo cards. Fill those finger kids cards out and get a prize.
I sure will. Sounds great. All right. Thanks again. Alderman Mike Krizine, and we have so much more here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
A new choice, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
You're listening to This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM. And you're also listening to Waukesha's favorite son, Les Paul, with wife Mary Ford. The world is waiting for the sunrise, and I think it's peeking its way out here. And it looks like another nice Saturday morning. You know, it's been cold lately, but we've had a lot of sunshine. And that makes some of those really frigid days still livable, knowing that you got beautiful sun. And you can even muster up the layers of clothing and take the dog for a nice walk. I have to spell it because Popsicle, my dog, is here in the living room, fortunately still sleeping. So we've been very – this is our second broadcast here from the physical office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, and I have not had any disruptions from our puppy, knock on wood. So acting locally, thinking globally, we have a food drive going on today and tomorrow. Saturday the 7th, Sunday the 8th, 12 to 4 at the Sunset Bowl parking lot. And this food drive is organized in honor of Brady Caproon, a Waukesha High School student who was an avid lacrosse player. He passed away Labor Day weekend in a very tragic UTV accident. Brady, get this, for all of his 17 years, hosted food drives in the community and helped feed the homeless. This young man, who taken way too early from us, he loved life and people. He would go out of his way to put a smile on someone's face and help those in need. And what better way to prove it than these food drives? There's pictures of previous food drives with Brady in it, and he's got cars filled with donated goods to feed those dealing with food insecurity. The proceeds from this food drive go to the food pantry serving Waukesha County. And full disclosure, I'm a board member. But I received this notice through the civic media outlet, a member of this team, Frankie, a friend of Brady's, who's helping organize this, sent us a last-minute email. And I'm so glad he did. I'm so glad that we can promote this. The items requested are cereal, peanut butter, pasta, pasta sauce, tuna, spam, chicken, canned fruits, ready-to-eat soup, rice and other grains, and size 5 and 6 diapers. For the holidays, items requested include box stuffing, cream soups, canned yams. I just love saying that. Gravy packets, box mashed potatoes, muffin, or cookie mixes. So I'm really glad to see this, what looks like a new tradition starting. Excuse me. I'm going a little too fast here, Max. You got to slow me down. So, but this is really special. What a great way to honor a legacy. Again, a young man taken way too soon from us. And what did he like doing for fun? Organizing food drives to help people, families, struggling with food insecurity. And this is a very real thing. You know, later on in the show, I'll be playing a song from the very first Band-Aid in 1984, which was intended to help people dealing with a famine, a major famine in Ethiopia. And one of the founders or co-founders of that whole the Band-Aid program, which led to Live Aid, Bob Geldof, an Irish musician. The band was called the Boomtown Rats. You're too young to remember this, Matt, but the big hit was Tell Me Why I Don't Like Mondays. So look it up on YouTube. But one thing that makes me proud to be Irish is that as descendants, as famine survivors, the Irish give more private resources to fighting worldwide hunger than any other country in the world. And yes, there's poverty and there's hunger everywhere. And there is a 40th anniversary Band-Aid video song that was produced. And it includes some of the original artists like Bono and as well as some of the current artists have a chance to participate. But yes, it's a thing, but worldwide hunger, but there's also a local thing. I remember when I first signed on to volunteer with the food pantry to serve on the board. This was like going on almost 2 years ago now. I'd met Karen Treadwell, the longtime executive director. And as I was walking out from the meeting, there were a line of people wait as a Friday to get their packages. And these people are just like you and me. They were dressed in nice enough clothes. They looked like they were middle-income families. And so it's everywhere. And that's a favorite statesman of mine used to say, in a society with our kind of wealth, poverty is evil. But especially food insecurity for families that are making supposedly livable wages. And especially in this holiday season, I hope you can open up your hearts and support this great food drive in honor of Brady Caprun. Again, that's 12 to 4 today and tomorrow at the Sunset Bowl parking lot. And I think it's especially this holiday season, please, keep those families in your hearts and help them so they can have a nice Christmas meal for their kids as well as be able to sustain themselves through, especially here in this cold season. So, and I think what we can achieve here at the local level too can have a ripple effect in terms of how we address hunger around the U.S. and around the world. And again, I want to really thank Frankie for reaching out to Civic Media yesterday and also for calling me and sharing this this really, really cool, colorful flyer with pictures of Brady on it from previous food drives. And again, asking you, everyone, one more time, please get out and support this food drive in honor of Brady Caprun today and tomorrow at the Sunset Bowl parking lot, noon to 4 o'clock. So talking about acting locally, thinking globally, it really is a great example, this young man, this great legacy that Brady has left us, and knowing that his spirit continues to live on to this very meaningful charity. So, and speaking of charities, we've got a cookie walk to talk about on the other end of this first hour. Christy Witt will be calling in. I want everyone to mark their calendars, especially you, Max, for December 21st. Our very own Pete Schwabba from Nightlife will be he'll be my guest, our call-in guest, to talk about the greatest Christmas movies of all time, as well as movies out now that he highly recommends. And so much more here, more parade activities here on This Week in Waukesha, WUK 540 AM, and the Civic Media app.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sun.
A
voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. An iconic French landmark is back. Vicky Barker is in Paris.
5 years after its devastating fire, Notre Dame Cathedral is reopening on time and under budget. But what a budget. $600 million to restore and renovate and replicate as much as possible the medieval originals.
After the murder of a healthcare CEO in New York this week, CBS's Bradley Blackburn tells us
United Healthcare and other insurance companies are scrubbing information about their corporate leaders from websites, concerned about potential copycats.
The search for the suspect is still on. It's expanded to several states. The trial of Daniel Penny has changed a bit after the jury's deadlocked on a manslaughter charge. CBS's Alex Gaynor tells us
they will begin their deliberations on the lesser charge on Monday.
Penny's the Marine vet charged for choking a man on a subway. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks lose to the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Boston Celtics 111-105 last night. Damian Lillard had 31 points. Chris Middleton scored 11 points and had 5 assists. In his return since surgery on both ankles last summer, he was greeted by the Celtics with some physical contact but says he was ready for it.
You know, something that's been happening to me, you know, play groups, one-on-one sessions, workouts, feeling that contact. Of course, the contact is a little bit more during the game, but, you know, I needed that. I needed to feel like what it feels like to get hit. Fall down on the floor and, you know, not really worry about anything. So that felt great. But I knocked down the shot too in the free throw. But, you know, I'm cool with it.
The Bucks are in Brooklyn tomorrow against the Nets. The Women's College Volleyball Tournament, the Badgers and Golden Eagles are in the Sweet 16, headed to the regionals next week. Last night, the Badgers beat number 7th ranked Georgia Tech at the Fieldhouse in Madison 3-1. Marquette held out in a thriller over Utah 3-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy and windy today, a high near 42. Tonight, mostly cloudy, still breezy with a low of 34. Mostly sunny and 47 for Sunday. Monday, high near 49. Tuesday, mid-30s. Wednesday, chance of flurries, 27.
It's 24 right now.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers. So you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. It's Motown Monday. We'll catch up on the news from the weekend and talk about the Politrixers of the day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
city was crazy. New York City. When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, bye.
You're pretty clean up New York City.
Hey, we're back on This Week in Waukesha. As many of my loyal listeners know, that my favorite Christmas song, I believe the greatest Christmas song of the 20th century, The Fairy Tale of New York by The Pogues with Kiersey McCall. And remembering one of my heroes, Shane McGowan, on the first anniversary of his passing, which was last Saturday. But, yeah, sorry, no apologies. You're going to be hearing that, plus some other great Christmas and holiday songs throughout the month. And that one's my favorite. And speaking of favorite Christmas time or holiday pastimes, we've got Christy Witt on hold. She's part of the Waukesha South Band Boosters, and they're talking about their big event today, the Cookie Walk, taking place at Waukesha South starting at 9, right when the show ends. Again, if you have the Civic Media app, you don't miss a minute of my show, and you make the Cookie Walk just in time. Christy, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Is she there, Max?
Oh, can you hear me?
Christy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
How are we doing here? A little.
She's here. I don't know why you can't hear her, though.
Terrific. Tell us about the Cookie Walk, please.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. Thank you.
I can hear you now. Yep. Actually, I have the app on, so I can hear you. So, go ahead.
Good. Good. I agree with you, though. That's one of my favorite Christmas songs as well. But, yes, our Cookie Walk is today at Waukesha South, like you said, from 9 to 1. It is an annual tradition at South that's been happening for several years, but is really growing into more of a community event.
Another Pogues fan, all right.
What was that? So the event raises money for all of the band programs at Waukesha South. That includes our jazz band, symphonic wind and percussion, concert band, marching band, and color guard. We're raising money for private lessons where we bring in special instructors for instrument repairs, competitions, transportation, and more. And the event's great. We actually have lots of our Black Shirt families and community members that donate tons of homemade cookies and treats. We could not do this event without them. We thank everyone who volunteers for the event and donates sweets. And I'll tell you, I got to preview the sweets last night when we were setting up, and everything looks amazing. I can't wait to shop myself. So the event is today from 9 to 1 in the cafeteria at Waukesha South. You want to enter right inside the field house doors off of Tenney Avenue. And you want to come early for the best selection. I promise you, we have people who attend this event every year, and they're lining up before the doors even open at 9. So you want to come for the early for the best selection. The price is $10 per pound, and we provide the containers. We also have a variety of specialty treats that can be purchased separately, including caramels and pies and holiday candies, and even some homemade holiday dog biscuits. We are accepting cash and credit card payments today. And as I mentioned before, it isn't just a cookie walk. It's really grown into a fun community event. The kids can meet with Santa from 9 to 11, and you can take as many photos as you like. There will also be make and take craft kits available for purchase. And our South Jazz Ensemble will be playing holiday classics from 9:30 to 10. And we're introducing a really fun opportunity for kids to become junior marching black shirts. They can come play along with our jazz ensemble, practice twirling a color guard flag, and even try out some percussion instruments. We're going to also have hot cocoa, coffee, and water available for purchase for anyone who wants to hang out and sample some of their cookies and enjoy the holiday spirit. So, it's going to be a really fun event. We hope you can come out and join us today.
You know, I know I'm going to make a plan. Christy, thanks so much for all this information. It really is so much more than just a cookie walk. It's a cookie party.
It's a fun event.
Yeah. Does it take place in the cafeteria? Do I have that correctly?
Yes. Yep. If you, I will warn everyone, today is also the Blackshirt Wrestling Invitational. So
the
school is just bustling. And they're in the gym right next to us. So you want to enter at the field house. And you can always stick around and support the wrestlers as well.
And you're going through that right side door, far right side door, which is typically always open, you know, during public access times.
Yes.
And you just go straight, a beeline, right to the cafeteria. It's right there.
Right into the cafeteria.
So you don't have to.
Yep. You'll want to, park in the.
So except for the parking, you can avoid a lot of the wrestling traffic coming in.
Yeah. That's true. Yep, you'll go in the field house doors, and you will be looking right into the cafeteria. And we will have greeters there to welcome you as soon as you come in the door.
Wow, that's wonderful. I can't wait. Yeah. So I hope to check it out. My wife is making a plan as president of the Boosters. She wants to support what you're doing and bring home some delicious cookies. And we're going to see if our daughter can join us.
That would be great. We'd appreciate the support. Yeah.
Christy, I especially appreciate that you like the Pogues, or at least you like the Fairy Tale of New York.
I do. It's one of my favorite Christmas songs for sure.
So maybe we could talk to Mike DeBruin about maybe teaching the kids to do a Pogue song, one of the marching band favorites, or that would work with marching band.
Great.
They got a lot of horns. They have a horn section in the van. So
they do.
That really could be fun. So
that could be.
I wanted to take this opportunity also, Christy, to share, since the band's part of the overall, the performing arts complex at South. And I learned of some really exciting news about the Blackshirt Players, who made us all very proud at the Wisconsin State Theater Festival with an incredible performance that left both the audience and adjudicators in awe. And there were some members of the talented team brought home some prestigious awards, and we'll get to that later. But from the marching band side, that's got to excite you that there's all these other great things going on in performing arts at Waukesha South.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a wonderful band program. We have wonderful teachers. Mr. Mike DeBruin is fabulous with the students. He does a wonderful job over there. My son is in the marching band, and we've really enjoyed the experience thus far. He's a sophomore. It's been a great 2 years.
Can I ask what instrument your son plays?
He's a percussionist, so he plays snare of the last 2 years in marching band.
Wow, very cool. I love hearing about this.
Yeah,
and are there members of the marching? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just thanking you again for giving me the time to be on your show this morning.
This is terrific. I was just going to ask, are there members of the marching band, too, that are also involved in the theater portion of things? Because I know we've got a lot of great students there that do double duty in different.
Yep, there are. I don't know all of them that are involved, but I know for sure. We do have some that are involved in choir, in theater. I know for sure some of our drum majors and our color guard captain, I know for sure, are involved in all of those things. I know there are many more students that I see doing kind of double duty,
So while I have you, I guess this will be the time to announce these awards from the Wisconsin State Theater Festival. Acting awards went to Amalia Waltz, Ryan Weisenberger, Jinx Wasley, Addie Matthew, and Mackay Miller. And then there was a I guess the team got the Outstanding Ensemble Award, the Outstanding Technical Award, and the Outstanding Director Award. And then to top it all off, they earned the Critics' Choice Award, the highest honor of the festival. So at this cookie walk, a great opportunity to celebrate not only the marching band, but the Waukesha players. And if any of those folks are part of that, definitely be sure to thank them, congratulate them, and then thank them for the way they honored. This is a state festival, and they came out with all the heavy brass, all the hardware. So, and I know the marching bands had similar accolades.
Yeah, I love seeing that they were recognized. That's awesome. Congratulations to all of them.
Yeah, so it's a great time to be a part of Black Shirt Nation.
Absolutely.
So, any other comment, anything that you can't get off the phone without, people have to know this about the cookie walk when they come today, or if you have a favorite cookie that is going to be on display, that, you know, get it while supplies last.
Oh, boy. Oh, there's so many good treats. I don't know that I can pick a favorite. We have a lot of beautifully decorated cookies. I would say I just want to, again, thank everyone who donated cookies, students, families, from our Black Shirt community and from the community. We could not do this without you. And thank you to everyone that comes today and supports Waukesha South. We can't wait to see you, and we appreciate your support so much.
Thank you so much. Christy Witt, and you're vice president of the Waukesha South Band Boosters. Did I get that correctly? Or president?
That is correct, yes. Vice president. I am vice president.
Vice president. Okay.
That is correct.
Well, I want to thank you again for joining us. I also want to thank Lori for putting this together, Lori Leshman, also from the Band Boosters, and wishing you lots of luck and looking forward to meeting you in person there later this morning.
Okay,
thanks again, Christy Witt.
I'm going to watch out for you. Thank you.
Yeah, all right, fantastic. I'll be the one in the T-shirt that says support local radio, and I'll have a Buffalo Bills hat on. So a good plan to make today. If you really want to bring in the holiday spirit, you can catch the cookie walk anytime from 9 to 1. Now, if you're there earlier, well, you can go and have breakfast somewhere, like maybe Dave's in downtown or maybe one of the places close the Coop or whoever. But then if you're coming later, well, that'll be easy if you're coming later. But I would say after breakfast, you can go back to the cookie walk. And then right at 12 at the Sunset Bowl parking lot, close to Waukesha South High School, you know, bring some canned goods, you know, make a plan before you leave the house. Bring some canned goods of those other items I mentioned for the food drive honoring Brady Caproon. And what a way to bring in the holidays, supporting two great causes, bringing home some delicious cookies and helping some families less fortunate than us eat well this holiday season, and especially for their children. So, and then, as I mentioned, Pete Schwab is my guest on the 21st, talking about greatest Christmas movies of all time. I'm working on confirmation from Pat Nettesheim of Music Success about being my guest in on the 14th to talk about greatest Christmas and holiday songs, as well as Waukesha's deep tradition in rock music and music in general. So much more here on this beautiful Saturday morning. That sun definitely is out on Saturday, December 7th. Stick around. Lots to talk about with the Christmas parade coming up. And so much more here on This Week in Waukesha on 540 AM, WAUK. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
I kept them with me, man. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you. The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing "Go Away, Pray," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Come celebrate country Christmas at the Ingleside Hotel in Milwaukee. Drive through the over mile-long trail of spectacular lights and holiday displays, then visit Christmas Village, our model train room, and our life-size nativity in the streets of Bethlehem.
enjoy a family evening out, or turn your night into a magical staycation with overnight accommodations and passes to Springs Water Park. Details and offers at thecountrychristmas.com.
During the season of giving, the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection asks you to do your research before donating to avoid imposter scams and fake charities. Before giving to a charity, please research the organization at give.org and use verified information. Do not donate through unsolicited links, phone calls, or other messages sent to you. Make sure your contribution goes to the organization and cause you want to support, not a scammer. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Join in the fight that will give you the right to be free.
And for any of those fans of the theater, speaking of the Blackshirt Players, that's from Les Miserables, Can You Hear the People Singing? And again, another one of those songs from hope, or messages of hope, in the wake of an election that many of us weren't pleased with the outcome, but remain hopeful that this American experiment can continue, this government of the people, by the people, for the people. And it is a precious thing. It's a, no matter how strong our military is, or all the, how great our economy is, it can be very vulnerable too at times. And this can best be expressed in today's remembrance. Max, you want to go ahead and cue that audio. Now, anybody my age and up is going to be familiar with this. But let's see if Max
representatives
of the younger folks on.
Yesterday.
Go ahead, Max.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has
so
caused
you can stop it now, Max.
Damage.
Thank you.
To American navals and military.
Today, obviously, is the anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack. And as a Gen Xer going to grade school in the 70s and high school in the 80s, this iconic speech from President Franklin D. Roosevelt is etched in our memories. It's many of my favorite teachers in grade school or history, social studies teachers in high school would play this audio. A day which will live in infamy. And I remember my sixth grade teacher, when he would play this, he had a lot of those Edward R. Murrow tapes from I Can Hear It Now or I Can See It Now, that series that he had recalling historic events. But my teacher, Mr. Leonard's, would tell a story about when he was he was working in his father's drugstore. He was like maybe 11 years old when it happened. And at the time, himself, like many Americans, had no idea where Pearl Harbor was. It wasn't on the mainland, but it was an American territory at the time. I mean, obviously, it's the state of Hawaii now. And just the shock that a lot of Americans had, especially with the other side of the planet, the European theater, just up in flames with war, and basically World War II, and that's what kind of sealed it for us in terms of that we couldn't sit on the sidelines any longer, that our way of life was being threatened, our democracy, and certainly all those servicemen and women who lost their lives in that day are remembered, and obviously a lot of the lessons learned too are very important. The way the Japanese Americans were treated unfairly in the wake of that, and obviously other valuable lessons learned. But many of us have grown up like in the 9/11 era, and maybe that hits closer home because it happened right here in our mainland and in really the center of the universe in New York City there in the Twin Towers. These are things that we should never forget and should obviously appreciate those people that were killed that day, innocent people, as well as those servicemen and women, first responders that made huge sacrifices, even the ultimate sacrifice in those days in defense of our country and our freedoms. And especially this close to the holiday season too, let's not forget our veterans and our first responders. I learned from a friend from home who, like our family, does a lot of ordering. A lot of Christmas deliveries come via Amazon or, you know, UPS, FedEx, whoever that is, USPS. And she leaves out, like, cases of water, bottled water, some other snacks, like trail mix or something, for these delivery people. And I thought that was a nice touch during the holiday season. And I think it was something she'd started doing during COVID when that became the main way to receive groceries and whatnot. So yes, going back to the parade here, I'm excited to be marching in it. I was there in 2021, and as I was in that part of the parade at the very beginning, following the mayor, and he was following the county executive. This was the first parade since the COVID crisis had hit, and it started out as a very special occasion, kind of like the Man in the High Castle, where it was I was in that alternative reality where the Christmas parade was a huge success, and there was so much joy and just but excited to be marching in it again, knowing that it's going to be a very different event today, and it has been since, and remembering all those people fondly. You know, it's still that kind of that bittersweet, that mixture of emotions, but it's a great show of community spirit that we remain undaunted and that we keep all those lost in our hearts as we march the parade tomorrow. There's 80 participants. Not including Santa and Mrs. Claus. Or no, I think they're the 80th participant. So, but lots more to talk about here in the second hour and this week in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is featured in an article in the Cap Times, and he's the host of Nightlight. Across Civic Media, Pete Schwabba will be joining us. And, of course, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.